right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. That means the news with Rob and everybody.
Yeah. No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
That's in my face. I was like, no, Mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Rob and.
Could I get some snow?
Yeah.
All right, Robin with the news. What's going on out there, Robin?
Well, first, a controversial radio talk show host, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, received a disturbing call from a familiar voice today.
Uh-oh.
And not one to hold back her opinion, she had some interesting advice for the troubled caller, L42.
L42, look at that. Dr. Laura getting a call from an equal.
Colleague.
Right.
Yep. Very good. L42.
Michael, welcome to the program.
Oh, actually, it's Jerry. I lied to the screener.
I'm
kind of embarrassed. But hey, I got a question for you. I watch too much porn. Like, I need to stop watching this porn, but I can't stop.
Are you looking at men, women, children, small farm animals?
Well, I mean, mostly men and women, but sometimes, you know, farm animals and stuff like that, too.
Men and women together?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay. You're 20.
25.
You're not married, so you don't have a sex life.
No.
Sometimes I'm funny. Okay. This is very. Where do you do it? Only at home?
Yeah, mostly at home.
And where's the computer?
It's in my room, you know.
And do you live with your folks?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. First thing you need to do is move the computer. Just fold it up. This is what you're going to do.
All right.
Fold it up
and just move it in to the kitchen or the living room.
How do I fold it up?
When you want to look at pornography,
all right,
go to your room, do two sets of 35 full push-ups, not on your knees, on your toes.
Well, what are you talking about?
And then go look at it. Bring the computer back to your room, set up the computer, and look at the porn.
So I'm supposed to do a whole bunch of jumping jacks or sit-ups?
Do this tonight and call me tomorrow.
Man, you're a stupid bitch.
All right. That's pretty good. How'd you get through, dude? That was pretty interesting.
That was good. It wasn't very hard, actually.
Didn't have to hold a long time?
No, surprisingly.
You lied to the screener, though. You admit to her right at the top of the tape, which
I figured I'd come clean at the top and be like, you know, it's me.
I appreciate that when you said, no, it's Jerry, I lied to the screener. I think
what kind of crazy advice is that? 2 sets of 35 push-ups and then, play with yourself.
I can't speak for Dr. Laura, but I think that the advice is, you know, do all of these things and then you wouldn't look at porn. Because if you knew, oh my gosh, I have to do 35 sit-ups and then set up the computer, forget it. I think that's her way of trying to get the person to not know.
But if everybody followed that advice, wouldn't this country be filled with guys who look like Popeye? I mean, everybody would be in perfect shape.
Got it.
Well, how do you fold up a computer?
I guess she was talking about a laptop.
Yeah, fold it up.
Yeah, fold it up.
Put it in the other room.
She's the best. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, tragedy struck the third shift last night.
Uh-oh.
As Jeff of the John and Jeff Show took a nasty spill at the show's opening. And we have audio of this incident. J-74.
Is he okay?
I hope
he's think he's recovering nicely.
All right, here we go. John going down, or Jeff going down.
Jeff goes down, yeah.
The John and Jeff Show. Rocking the third shift all night long, party people. It is the John and Jeff Show. Third shift. Free throw! That's right. The third shift goes by twice as fast when you listen every... Jeff? Oh. Idiot. I swear to God, every effing time... All right, it's the John Show, 877-97-JOHN-JOHN.
Sounds like he got hurt.
Yeah, he did. He went down and he was struggling. You heard him in the background.
Oh, boy.
John seemed to have little sensitivity for
him. Yeah, not much compassion for Jeffo. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, to commemorate the 18th anniversary of the release of Madonna's hit song, Like a Prayer, she has re-released her Christmas remix of this song. Like a Christmas Prayer is set to play throughout the holidays this year, and we have a clip of the 18-year-old Christmas classic, M56.
All right, Madonna.
All right.
With her own Christmas tune. Here we go.
Santa. Secret Santa's a mystery. Everyone must choose alone. I hear you chose my name from someone on the phone. And please no teddy bears in the midnight hour. I don't want no flowers. Secret Santa, beware. I swear I'll pull your hair. I'm like a child. I'll throw a lamp at your head. If you give me crap at Christmas time. Secret Santa, I like to drink.
No,
with no end and no beginning. Just get me booze, you just can't lose. With a bottle of Hennessy, when you chose my
Madonna, everybody. That's very good. Well, I don't know how we get the world exclusive on all these.
It's a world premiere, actually.
Crack news team.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, the final day of the Presents for Pee-wee's campaign drew to a festive close as a popular radio personality donned the hat and beard for one last hurrah as the Macy's Santa. And we have audio of this. D25,
a celebrity Santa. Yep. Here we go.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone. Santa's here with all of his helpers. And what is your name, my friend?
I'm Chummy.
Well, hello, Chummy. Why don't you come and sit on Santa's lap?
Yay!
That is great. And what do you want for Christmas this year? Ho, 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 ho.
I want a fire truck and Hot Wheels and G.I. Joe.
Well, that is great. But right now, how about I load you down with some Snooki's cookies? And maybe dinner for four at Tony Roma's.
Yeah, I like ribs.
And what is your birthday, Chummy?
It's August 5th.
Oh, if you had said February 19th, it would have been $1 million.
Oh.
Oh, no, Chummy.
I guess I'll go back to San Dimas, Dan.
Yeah, you mean San Dumbass.
That's true.
That is great. Did you ever live in Garbage Grove?
No, it's Garden Grove.
Rick, can we just have you look over here for the picture?
By the way, it's Santa.
Sorry, Santa?
Right, here we go. In 3, 2, Snooki's cookies.
Yay!
Oh, Chummy, you are number one. Let's get right back into the Christmas hits. This is Band-Aid. And do they know it's Christmas?
It's Christmas time.
There he goes.
All right, Rick Dees, man.
Wait, now, what is the kid's name?
I think it's Jimmy, but
oh,
Rick
Chummy?
Was not responding well to Jimmy.
Yeah, all right.
Calls the kid Chummy?
And you notice that Rick is still giving out Snooki's cookies and Tony Roma's.
Yeah, he's really connected.
He's been doing that for about 30 years.
Yeah, I think he's really...
Always dinner for four, huh?
Yeah, always dinner for four at Tony Roma's.
Let me load you down, Tim.
You don't want to do dinner for two. That's kind of cheap. You know, dinner for four, right. The whole family over
to Tony Roma's. Yeah. And then we'll just send the Snooki's cookies right over.
All right. Very popular, Rick Dees. All right, gang. Anything else in the news, Robin?
No, that's what's happening.
All right. I believe that's the news for 2007, right?
That will round us up for the
year. All right. There she goes, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Let it go, Robin.
There she goes. All right, folks. We have one of the big names in music with us. You will recognize the music here. And his name is Ben Kenny from Incubus. Nice to see you, man.
How you doing?
Look at you, dude.
Hey, what's
thanks
going
for
on?
Coming in.
Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, happy holidays. Yeah,
now, how did we get you to come in? I mean, we usually get like you know, some roadies from
Soundgarden.
Yeah. Or from
I was driving by and I just happened to notice secret location to your laboratory.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Stopping in.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Hey, what was the biggest hit you guys ever had?
The biggest hit was...
The biggest moneymaker.
The funny thing is, the biggest hit was before I was in the band. It was 1999-ish. The band had a song called Drive.
Oh, yeah, Drive. Right. Do we have that?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Yeah. So since then, we've had a couple of records. I joined the band in 2003, and we've done some good stuff. We got a couple of good hits from there.
For Incubus, the last four albums are all multi-platinum, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, pretty much. The last three, mm-hmm. I know, did really good. The last four did really good. think they all did really good, but I don't really.
What were you doing before you joined Incubus?
I was playing guitar for a band from Philly called The Roots.
How'd they discover you?
How did The Roots discover me? How did Incubus?
Incubus.
Well, actually, Incubus and The Roots toured together.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah, back in 2001, we toured on Moby's Area One tour, and I just met the guys, and we were hanging out, and I was actually playing bass for The Roots on that tour.
Is that unusual for like the opening act to then go on with the with the stars?
Well, it's kind of a festival thing that was going on. So everybody, there were a lot of really big bands built on it, you know, Incubus and Outkast and Moby and The Roots. And we all were just hanging out. It was kind of like a big traveling calamity.
Ben, the guys you played with in The Roots, was there any kind of reluctance or hesitation when you said, I'm going to leave this band because I'm going to play with Incubus? Or were they all just patting you on the back and saying, you got to go for it?
They were very supportive because the Roots were around a long time before I was even in the band. So I kind of joined that band mid-stride. And those guys have always been supportive of everything that I've done. And when the opportunity came up, they were like, yeah, this sounds good. This is great. It'd be perfect for you, you know. Mm-hmm. Go out there and do it. And I've had their blessing since. So it's
That's
been cool.
Great. Are you a single guy?
Yeah.
Oh, so touring as a single guy is real different, huh?
It's kind of, I think it ends up evening itself out to just be that way a lot, you know? It's really difficult to be away from somebody 11 months out of the year, and it kind of taxes the relationship. And then if you come home and you're recording a record at home, you spend 6 months at home and you kind of get sick of the person, and you're like, wait a second, I want to go back out on tour. So it's easy to be single.
That's pretty cool.
It's tough to be in a relationship, but some people make it work.
And those are big tours. I mean, with Incubus, you were playing every night, huh?
Yeah, we were out this year for just about 11 months, and it was usually every night, three in a row, a night off, three in a row, a night off.
Wow.
Do you get to the point where you go, man, I'm so hungover, I'm so high from last night, I don't know if I could do it again tonight.
You get worn out on just about everything. Just like in any situation, you know, the routine, it's kind of shocking to a lot of people, but when you're playing a concert every night, you can really get tired of it after a while. Mm-hmm. And some people say, oh, you're up there in front of, thousands of people. How can you get tired of that?
What's the biggest crowd you played in front of?
The biggest one that I'm sure the number was about 80,000, 90,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Is that right? Where was that?
It was over the summer, I think it was, in Germany.
Jesus Christ.
We were actually playing right before Metallica at this big festival.
So it's possible for you to get tired of your own music? I mean, if you're up there doing it every night, I mean, you just kind of, you think to yourself, oh, gosh, we're playing this one again. And you're over it almost?
You can, but I think that's where your own ability will have to kick in to help you survive. Because if you're an average musician, I think you'll get tired, you'll lose your mind, you'll have to go get crazy with drugs and then start killing people or something, to like keep yourself entertained.
It's an option.
But if you really appreciate being able to play music, if you're grateful for that, then you can sit down and think about it and figure out ways to make doing this one thing interesting, because it is what mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do as a kid. It's what most of us musicians have always wanted to do. There's no reason to kind of squander being there,
right.
Figure it out. Make yourself enjoy it, because there's so much in it,
Yeah, but 80,000 people is a lot of effing people.
That's a lot of dirty shoes and water bottles.
Yeah.
Was
it outdoors?
It was.
Was it hot?
It was actually cold. I don't know what it is, but we play a lot of festivals overseas, and it always seems to be cold.
Kind of breezy, right?
Yeah.
So Incubus is as big overseas as you guys are in this country.
Yeah, we've had a really good year overseas, and the band is kind of building in a lot of places, so it's still exciting.
Excellent. All right, Ben Kenny is with us with Incubus, and he's also going to be touring. Who are you going to tour with?
I am doing a solo tour with Chris Kilmore from Incubus, and I'm going to be playing some solo music. He's going to be playing some of his music, and we're going to go out and have a good time.
Mm. And you're going to be in Los Angeles when?
We're going to be in Los Angeles on the 19th at the Avalon. We're going to be in Pomona on the 18th at the Glass House, and Santa Barbara on the 20th at Soho.
At Soho. Okay. All right. And then you're also going to San Francisco.
Yes.
On the 22nd of January. Portland, Oregon on the 23rd. I'll miss you up there. And the 24th in Seattle, Washington. That's pretty cool, man. Now, if you'd like to talk to Ben Kenny, you're a big fan of Incubus, here is the phone number, 520-9710, or 888-520-9710. And this is Incubus is a huge band. How many total records has Incubus sold?
Just about, I think, 10 million worldwide.
Is that right?
Gosh. 10 million.
Jesus Christ.
Like I said, I'm kind of with the numbers. I'm just like, is it doing good? Cool. All right, let's go play some shows.
Now you get a lot. Is it annoy you that people are downloading that music for free?
You know, it's a really kind of tricky thing because that's the direction that music is going into, and I don't think anybody can stop it, no matter how much they want to. So.
Right. So you guys are going to make money off the tour, but the music will probably be free.
Yeah, yeah. You can't download a concert experience yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the one thing we hang on to.
But people who want to enjoy the music of Incubus, they can go to iTunes, right? I mean, it's all you guys are on iTunes, right?
Yeah, and for, yeah.
Do you find when you look at, I don't know if you look at your where your money comes from, but do you find that a lot of it comes from, as Tim brought it up, digitally? A lot of your money is coming from people downloading your music?
Most of the money that we make comes from playing shows. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of the records and stuff are kind of, that's kind of the centerpiece and the reason to go out and go on tour, and it helps us go out and do the concerts, and it gives us something to present to people. But it's really about touring, and for a lot of bands for a long time, it's been that way. Some artists just sell tons of records, and that's about it, and they tour three times in their career and pack it up. But we are a touring band, you know. Our whole thing is about taking this music and bringing it to a place where you can come see it.
And when you guys tour, it's you know, you're in a bus, you know, you're on stage together. I mean, I imagine after a while you're just like, oh, if I see that guy one more effing day, I'm gonna kill myself.
It's funny because we are one of the few bands at our level that shares a bus. A lot of bands tour with separate buses.
Oh, you guys have one bus?
Yeah, we have one bus, and we sit around and play video games and talk and hang out and listen to music and make jokes, and we actually get along really well for a band. We get along really well.
Right.
And even when we've been on the road for like a month and I just want to go home and I get sick of everybody, I just want to go home. I go home. And within like 2 days, I'm lonely. Like, I should call those guys, see what they're doing.
Where do you guys all live in? L.A.?
Some of the guys live in L.A. I live up in Ventura County. You know, I like to see the stars at night.
That's pretty cool up there.
It is.
Man, it's becoming, you know, there's a billion houses up there now.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was growing up out here, there was nothing out there.
Right.
It's all, you know, cornfields and strawberries and crap like that.
Yeah, in the mental institution.
Yeah, which turned into a college.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Camarillo State Hospital.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I didn't know that.
That was always like the big joke. I mean, he's going to a Camarillo to visit his mom.
Oh, I see.
You know, it was a nut house.
I had family that lived there for years. I think, but when did they close it down? When did they close down the?
I think in the 80s, 70s or 80s.
I think it was 1998 or 99.
Was it really that long?
I think it kind of just like faded away into obscurity, and the college came and bought it up, and you know.
Yeah, now it's a college where those nuts used to be, you know, up screaming all night.
Well, I would say.
Now it's just college kids up screaming.
Psychiatric patients might be a better term than nuts, Tim.
Well, they're a little crazy. How about crazies?
Whatever.
It's psychiatric patients. The nuts. All right. All right, Ben Kenny is with us from Incubus. He's also touring with Chris Kilmore, and they're going to be in San Diego at House of Blues on the 17th of January, Pomona, California, the Glass House on the 18th, the 19th right here in Los Angeles at the Avalon, and this is one of Incubus' hits, right? Yeah. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. Ben Kenny joins us from Incubus, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Ben Kenny is with us. Can you talk about that night in Vegas or on the air or not?
Well, you know the whole marketing slogan of what happens there stays there.
I see. All right.
It's
an interesting story off the air.
I just barely made it out of there.
Really?
Yeah, that's the key.
The cops
factor.
Involved?
Not the cops, but someone did carry me back to the bus.
Oh.
And I heard about the next morning that, I don't remember doing it, but I heard from my guitarist, Mike, he said that I got into my bunk and looked over at him and gave him the Top Gun thumbs up.
like, yeah. And then we left.
All right.
So a little blacked out.
Yeah, I
know that. I've been doing that lately. When I drink hard.
Yes.
And then I don't remember what I did the night before. Is that a sign of trouble?
I'm not a doctor, so I would say
blacking
ask,
out.
Ask
that
your
means
doctor.
You're doing it right.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Ben Kenny is with us. He is with Incubus, also touring with Chris Kilmore. And they're going to be in Los Angeles at the Avalon on January 19th, so go out and get your tickets. Let's talk to Jonas in Irvine. You're on 97.1 to Free FM. How are you?
Good evening, Studs.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Ben?
How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Look at you, dude, hanging out with the Studs. How's it going tonight, Incubus band?
Hey, dude. Sweet. I know you're a big fan. Could you please stop using the F word?
Oh, I apologize.
That's
I'll
all right.
Apologize.
That's all right. I know you're excited.
Right.
No, are you kidding me? Yeah, Ben, you've been a great addition to this band.
Thank
For
you.
For real. No joke, dude. These guys put on the greatest concerts. I've seen you guys quite a few times out in L.A., a couple of times at the Arrowhead Pond. Man,
sweet.
Well, go out and see them on the 19th.
Thank you, dude. For sure, man. I'll try to get out there and, man, say what's up.
Yeah.
From Orange County, much love to Incubus.
All thanks, right, man. Dude. Thanks for...
You guys have a great evening.
All right, you take care of yourself, man.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
There he goes.
Oh, man. Didn't that... Now, that's nice. It must be odd when you join a band.
Yeah.
The band is already together. You're kind of the new guy.
Yeah.
It takes a while, I guess, for the fans of the band to get used to you, and that's got to feel good when they accept you and say what a great addition you are.
It does, because it's understandable. Like, the band was together for 12 years before I joined the band, so that's long enough to kind of be established, like, this is what the band is.
Some bands, you don't even last that long. They're done at that point.
Yes.
What happened to the old bass player?
Well, I think it was just kind of a case of a square peg in a round hole. You had the other four guys were very together with each other, very unified, and I think he was the one guy that just didn't really fit in the equation. And
right.
And it just worked its way apart, you know. And they asked me to come in, and so far I felt really comfortable. They've made me very comfortable and treated me like a brother. So I think it's going well.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, getting paid to do that.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah, that is touring and partying every night with all the chicks you can ever dream of. Oh, boy. What a bad choice to get into radio. All right, let's talk to Steven and Dana Point. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Ben Kenny is with us from Incubus.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. What do you got?
Hey.
All right. First of all, I just want to say, Colin, when you guys rock.
What do you got?
And I was just wondering, Ben, I'm a local musician myself out of Orange County, just playing the little crappy band, played a couple of shows. And my question for you was how long were you guys putting songs together and getting things ready as far as practice and stuff until you finally got to the point where you thought your material was good enough to really be like the what it is today? I mean, was it a really long process?
Well, I hope this doesn't depress you, Stephen, but off the air.
Rid of them.
Yeah, but I hope this doesn't press you, but off the air. Ben said he picked up the bass for about 2 weeks and then got the job with with Roots.
Yeah, no. That's a kind of a good question. It really, I don't know. First of all, don't refer to your band as being crappy, man. You know, I mean, you should take pride in it at whatever level you guys are at, because it's what you put your heart into. And me, I've been in a lot of different bands, and I've been in a lot of different stages of the bands, from just talking about it at a diner saying we're going to start a band to, you know, being like we got a concert tomorrow in front of a lot of people. So,
was The Roots the first band you were in?
No, I was in a lot of bands before then. I used to be a session musician in Philadelphia for years before that, and then I was in a bunch of like punk rock and hardcore bands in New Jersey in the early mid-90s.
Yeah, when you said sitting at a diner talking about starting a band, that's got to be New Jersey.
Yeah, that's the first thing you have to do is go to New Jersey and sit in a diner at 4 in the morning drinking coffees with truck drivers talking about I'm a musician.
Any of those other guys make it?
There are a few guys that I see here and there in different places. There's a lot of people a lot of people from Philadelphia that I play with, a lot of the younger guys. I see them on TV every other night playing with other people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. And I see some of the guys on tour, and they're like, I, for whatever reason, they all get excited, like, oh, Ben, you know, I'm like the guy that made it out of Philly, like it's some kind of movie.
Yeah, right. That's
well, you're very successful. When you're not playing with Incubus, if you weren't playing with Incubus, what band or what musician would you love to go see? If somebody gave you tickets and said, there's a show tomorrow night to see, like, you'd really get crazy for it.
Oh, there's a lot of, like, obscure musicians that I really love, you know. There's a girl named Cocky King who's a guitarist, and she's just amazing. And I actually went to go see her a couple months ago. And her, like, jazz musicians, then... There's other stuff, like I went and saw Muse a couple months ago, mm-hmm. and they're pretty heavy live, you know, really good stuff. But I wanted to see Tool like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and I missed it. You know, I was being an idiot.
It says in your bio here that you're a big Britney Spears fan. You never miss the shows.
Well, I mean, I don't really like to brag, but, you know.
What about legendary rock bands like the Rolling Stones and stuff like that? I mean, or like Guns N' Roses or...
See, that's a tricky thing because that can kind of be a letdown, you know? Mm-hmm. Like... A lot of the bands that have done these huge things and these great things and they kind of dissipate and they become part of history, the fact that they're part of history makes it like, oh, if I could only see them play. And then you finally see them, it's like, eh, it's not so much, you know?
Right.
But I did see The Police this summer.
Ooh, that must have been a great show.
It was, like, for me, it was a big deal because as a kid, I loved The Police. I remember I stole money from my dad to go buy a Police tape once. And I remember,
where'd you see it, Dodger Stadium?
Well, I saw them at in Baltimore, Maryland at the Virgin Festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like out in the crowd. We had just played, Incubus had just played a set, you know, an hour beforehand, and I, you know, wandered out into the crowd and pulled my hat down and was hiding there and watched the whole concert beginning to end of The Police, and it was like a realization for me, you know.
That's
I thought
great.
It was awesome. I got to hear these songs I never thought I'd get to hear. So,
now, being from New Jersey, are you a big Bon Jovi fan?
In ways I don't really...
Talk about?
Yeah, you know, I hear a Bon Jovi song and I get excited and I don't really let people know I'm excited, you know? In another, like, 10 years, it'll be really hip to be a Bon Jovi fan.
Right, so just wait a little while.
That's when I'll admit to it.
Yeah, I hope maybe 20 years. All right, Ben Kenny is touring with Chris Kilmore. Go out and see this show. And these guys will be in San Diego, California, House of Blues on January 17th. Pomona, California, at Glass House on the 18th of January, then in Los Angeles at the Avalon on the 19th. Wow, three shows in three nights.
It's going to be busy.
And what's your website? How do people find information?
Well, there's always MySpace/BenKenny, and then you can go to BenKenny.com, and it's K-E-N-N-E-Y, which is a common, you know, don't knock my Irish heritage.
So. All right, that's pretty cool.
Not spelled like the shoes.
No, not at all.
All right, it's Ben, KENNEY.com, and check it out. That's pretty cool, dude. And then once you're done with this tour on the 24th, you go back and tour with Incubus?
Well, we're going to start rehearsing because we have a tour we're doing in like February, March. We're going to all these spots in Asia, going to China,
wow.
And that's going to be kind of heavy. Going back to the Philippines, Malaysia, Australia. So we're going to go down there while
get
it's still
shots.
Warm. Yeah.
Get those shots, man.
Yeah, I got to be careful.
Yeah, you're going to come back with incurable tuberculosis.
No, God forbid.
Something with lots of syllables.
Yeah, something that no medication can wipe
no
out.
No treatment.
Yeah. All right, thanks for coming by. Ben Kenny, everybody.
Look
at that, man,
job.
With Incubus.
Right.
All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.